Yayurada Madhava Kundari Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kundra Vihari Yashoda Nandana Vrayana Ranjana Nandana Vajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kundra Vihari Radha Madhava Kundra Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kundra Vihari Gopijana Balava Giribana Gari Gopijana Balava Gopijana Balava Giribana Gari Jaya Radha Madhava Kundra Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kundra Vihari Nandana Bhaya Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Bhaya Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Gopijana Balava Giribana Gari Gopijana Balava Giribana Gopijana Balava Giribana Gari Giribana Balava Giribana Gari Jaya Radha Madhava Giribachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kundra Vihari Radha Madhava Kundra Vihari
Jaya Nityananda Pravishtum Bhakti Vishnu Parapanamahansa Paribraja Kicharya Satana Sasi Sivana His Divine Sarachana Ravinda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Niti Lila Pravishtum Vishnu Paramahansa Parivarya Kicharya Sutra Sasisima His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki Jaya Niti Lila Pravishtum Vishnu Paramahansa His Divine Grace Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jaya జాయ నిత్యముల ప్రవిష్టం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస హిస్తాంగే శిలభక్తి వినోద ఠాకూర్ మహారాజ్ కి జాయ. జాయ నిత్యముల ప్రవిష్టం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస హిస్తాంగే జగన్నాథ బాబాజీ మహారాజ్ కి జాయ. నమాచార్య శిల హరిహర ఠాకూర్ కి జాయ. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవృంద కి జాయ. ప్రేమ శిఖ హో శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీనివాసరి గౌర భక్త వృంద కి జాయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధ కృష్ణ గోపా గోపినాథ శ్యామ కుంద రాధ కుంద గిరి గోవర్ధన కి జాయ. శ్రీ 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 గోవర్ధన కి జాయ. శ్రీ 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 పంచతత్వ కి జాయ. శ్రీ 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 రాధ శ్యామ సుందర కి జాయ. శ్రీ 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 కృష్ణ బలరామ కి జాయ. నిమ్రమంగతి రామ కి జాయ. వృందం రామ కి జాయ. మథుర రామ కి జాయ. మధపుర రామ కి జాయ. నవదుర్ రామ కి జాయ. ఇస్కోన్ చంద్రరాయ మందిర్ కి జాయ. బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కి జాయ. ప్రసాద డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కి జాయ. గ్రంథరాయ సింహ భాగవతం కి జాయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ చైతన్య చైతన్యమృతి కి జాయ. శ్రీ చైతన్య చైతన్యమృత మాదియ 6:158-161. So nobody's doing right there. Okay, I'm going to do it myself. Nobody with the screen, right? And the big, above the temple, nobody came. Okay. Satchit. I'm sorry? I don't know. It's up to you. It's nice if the word is chant, right? That's the procedure we're doing, right? Always. If you chant, we chant together, but I can start. Sachit Ananda Madahari Swara Swarupa Tina Amse Chit Chakti Hayatin Rupa. This is text 158. So the chapter entitled The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Okay? And the translation inputs by His Divine Grace. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and His original form is full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. The spiritual potency in these three portions, Satchit and Ananda, assumes three different forms. Then Prabhupada explains. According to the Vedic, all Vedic literature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entity and the illusory energy, this material world, constitute the subject matter of knowledge. Everyone should try to understand the relationships between them. First of all, one should try to understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From the Shastras, we understand that the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the sum total of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. As stated in the verse 154, Vishnu Shakti Para Prakta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the receiver of all potencies, and His potencies are all spiritual. Text 159. Anandam Saladini Sat Amse Sandini Chit Amse Sandi Jaya Jana Karimani. The three portions of the spiritual potency are called Aladini, the bliss portion, Sandini, the eternity portion, and Sandi, the knowledge portion. We accept knowledge of this as full knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada explained the purport. To acquire knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one must take shelter of the Sambhut potency of the Supreme Lord. Text 160. Antaranga Shakti Tatasa Jiva Shakti Bhagiranga Mayatini Kare Prana Bhakti Translation: the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead also appears in three phases: internal, marginal, and external. These are all engaged in his devotional service and love. The spiritual potency of the Lord is manifested in three phases: the internal or spiritual potency, the marginal potency, which consists of the living entities, and the eternal potency, known as Maya Shakti. We must understand that in each of these three phases, the original spiritual potencies of pleasure, eternity, and knowledge remain intact. When the potencies of spiritual pleasure and knowledge are both bestowed upon the conditioned souls, the conditioned souls can escape the clutches of the external potency, Maya, which acts as a cover, obscuring one's spiritual identity. When free, the living entity awakens to Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service with love and affection. This is very interesting. Text 161. Sadbira Aishvarya Pravarachi Achakti Vilasa Hena Shakti Nahimana Paramasahasa. Translation in the purple. In his spiritual potency, the Supreme Lord enjoys his six kinds of opulences. You do not accept this spiritual potency, and this is due to your great impudence. Purpose. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full of his six opulences. All of these potencies are on the transcendental platform. To understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as impersonal and devoid of potency is to go completely against Vedic information. So, this is what described on the schedule for the lectures today until the text 161. Next weekend is 162. So, before I start speaking a little bit about philosophy, I'd like to mention a little bit. We have a nice opportunity visiting Mexico City, Rafa Yatra Festival there, 2 days, 3 days, something like that. It was like in a week festival. We were celebrating also 40th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada when 1972, 40 years ago, Prabhupada visited Mexico City the first time. And then in 1975, he visited again Mexico City, 75, two times visiting Mexico. And in 75, after visiting Mexico City, he went to Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela. Mother Lila Avatar sitting there, she's from Venezuela. I think she was there too, right? 75. So these are the two countries that Srila Prabhupada visited in South America, Spanish-speaking Latin countries. So in Mexico City, there was a big Rafa Yatra, three chariots, Rafa Yatra. And it happened to be inviting Mother Marathi. She was there talking about the first, a lot of things about Prabhupada when she met first Prabhupada, and how she found the first Jagannavara and Subhadra deities in ISKCON, New Jagannapuri. Anybody knows what is New Jagannapuri? Anybody? Can tell me where is New Jagannapuri? San Francisco, yes.
I was there.
You were there, yeah. With the Ganga Maharani Prabhu. So there's a nice, that's the first deities in ISKCON in San Francisco, right? That's the second temple Prabhupada opened, New York and then San Francisco, right? So they find the deities and the first Rafa Yatra in ISKCON in San Francisco. More Mahati was there too, right, in the Prabhu. So Chitsukananda, under the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, he went down to Mexico City in 1972 and opened the temple. So he was talking a lot of nice stories, funny stories, and austerities, you know, when you open a temple. But the one that Mother Marathi was saying, the most amazing thing,
how they went, how Prabhupada sent the three for his household devotees to London, you know, to London. She said, no credit cards, no money, no checks, no Lakshmi, no nothing. She's the three householders. She just had a newborn baby, Saraswati, in her arms, and they went. They went to open London temple. They didn't know nobody, they didn't have a place to stay, no credit cards, no money. Now, somebody wants to open the preaching center, and I think they asked, they want a big large amount of Lakshmi and books and bhaktas and this and that. Anyway, so Prabhupada gave him blessings. There was a lot of blessings and instructions from Prabhupada. The first three household devotees, they went to open London temple. So they were following very strictly, very enthusiastic Prabhupada's instructions. Anyway, so then we have the three big Ratha Yatra parade. Some of you maybe know that the Mexico City is one of the biggest cities in the world. Nobody really knows how many million people there in the city. Maybe 20, 25, 30 million people. And one of the biggest avenues. They've been doing it for 10 years, Ratha Yatra. Three big chariots. So many devotees. So many devotees there, chanting, dancing. And then they have another one in a different city. They've been doing it for 37 years, you know, in a different city, the second largest city. So I was amazed to see so many devotees, so many young devotees, so many children. You know, it's like Srila Prabhupada in one lecture, he's mentioning this Krishna consciousness movement has been predicted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every town and village, right? Prithibityachi. Every town and village in the world, the holy name will be singing. So the Ratha Yatra festivals, as you see, we just celebrate in New York too. New York, here in Florida, a lot of communities organizing Ratha Yatras all over Florida too. I think next weekend is in Tampa. In Tampa. A big Ratha Yatra, so everybody's invited to go there and chant and, you know, and for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada, Jayana, Valar, and Subhadra deities. It's nice to participate and take part of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, different ways. This is one of the best, to go on the streets, and it's like a big Harinam, big festival. So Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON, is the first Acharya or Sampradaya who developed the Ratha Yatra festivals all over the world, all the major cities in the world. So that's very important. After that, like Chitsukananda Prabhu opened the temple in Mexico City and then in Venezuela by the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, Chitsukananda's wife, Mother Chandravali, she's the one that started. She started because she is born in America, but she speaks Spanish. She used to live in New York and in Los Angeles and start talking to Srila Prabhupada. That she wanted to go and open temples in South America. And Prabhupada said, yes, but you need to be married. She was not married at that time. And then Prabhupada said, you want to marry Chitsukananda? They made arrangements. So they got married and they went down to Mexico, opened the temple. So it happens to be that temple, there used to be an embassy, because the temple was located, was surrounded by different embassies from all over the world, in a huge park. It's the biggest park in the city. So the temple is in a good location, and it's the same building that Prabhupada visited two times, that temple. So it's a theater, it's a holy place. The Prabhupada was there, he liked it. He gave so many lectures. And then Prabhupada went outside Mexico City. It's a town, the Eternal Spring. It's in the Lilamrita. You can read the Lilamrita. Now there's so much information on the internet, websites and everything, reading about Prabhupada's pastimes in South America. So he gave a lecture, and then he started signing his book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, in Spanish, to all the people. And made huge lines of people Prabhupada was signing. As they're buying his book, he was signing the book. And then I think one person said, I just want your signature. And so Prabhupada said, no, you have to buy the book. You know, he made him buy the book and he signed it. So Prabhupada himself was distributing his books. And then he gave the lectures in a high-class hotel, restaurant, to different kind of people. And he was very pleased. He was very pleased. And then he had a TV program at midnight. At midnight, like 11 o'clock news, they watched them all over the country. More than 100 million people watched our news. Reporter, they interviewed Prabhupada. And the reporter, of course, the typical questions, who are you, where are you coming, where are you preaching? Prabhupada was explaining so well. And the reporter, he's a very famous reporter, he was very amazed with Prabhupada, even helping, holding his arm to get down the steps after the program. But before that ended the program, the reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, can you give your blessings to the people in this country? And Prabhupada said, yes, I'll give my blessings to all the people in this country. So there was a national television, Prabhupada. I remember after that, all the people, when we were selling books, distributing books in the streets, everybody, oh yes, I got to see your spiritual master on TV. I see your guru on TV. I see the Swami on the TV. It was everybody. They were buying books. You know, everybody. So then, so many people came to the temple, talking about 1972, to see Prabhupada. The temple, you know, so many people even outside, and they were waiting to see Prabhupada, and Prabhupada's Chitsukananda, the temple president. So what are they waiting, what do they want? And Prabhupada said, they want your blessings. I said, okay. So they make a big line, it took hours and hours, they were coming in and out, in and out. And Prabhupada was putting his hand on saying Hare Krishna to everybody. So that's Prabhupada's potency blessings to the conditioned souls. So it's like here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, today we're reading here, Prabhupada explaining the Supreme Personality God has fully the six opulences. All of these potencies are on the transcendental platform. To understand the Supreme Personality Godhead as impersonal and devoid of potency is to go completely against Vedic information. So, and then Prabhupada explained another place here. When the potencies of spiritual pleasure and knowledge are both bestowed upon the conditioned souls, the conditioned souls can escape the clutches of the eternal potency, Maya, which acts as a cover obscuring one's spiritual identity. When free, the living entity awakens to Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service with love and affection. So that's the position of the spiritual master for the living entities, conditioned souls, which are first devoid of devotional service. But by the mercy of the spiritual master, they're engaged in devotional service with love and affection to see Krishna. Right? So when Prabhupada went in 1975 from Mexico City, there were more devotees. In those days, 75, Prabhupada was visiting mostly temples that were doing a lot of book distribution. Right, because Prabhupada was so busy translating books, he was kind of sick. And in 75, he was older and sick. And he said, I'd like to visit from now on temples that are distributing a lot of books. They're doing a lot of preaching. So he came because in Mexico City and in Venezuela, they were distributing a lot of books. So one lecture in Venezuela, Prabhupada is giving his lecture, and then the questions and answers, it's recorded. One lady asked Prabhupada, one Mataji, Prabhupada, sometimes the devotees say there's sometimes Maya in the temple. There's Maya in the temple. And Prabhupada said, well, tell me where is no Maya and I'll go there. You know, where is no Maya and I'll go there, you know. Everywhere is Maya, yes. Is the illusion and energy of Krishna. So that's Prabhupada. We should try always, like Prabhupada one time he was praying to to do is to protect him, not to fall in Maya. You know, it's not like he was an ordinary conditioned soul, but he's teaching us, he's the acharya, he's teaching us to pray to Krishna, to the deities, that we don't fall in Maya, fall down in Maya. Because the illusionary is very strong. And as we know in the Bhagavatam, the first verses, first canto, it says, great sages and demigods, they fall under the illusion of the, under the clutches of Maya. So what to speak of little teeny living entities like us? Oh, at least myself. You know, Maya is very strong. So we have to always be very, very careful. Always watch ourselves. So we have to follow rules and regulations. So and then if you really pray every day, like sometimes the puyaris, the devotees, brahmanas, they do service direct to the deities. We're supposed to pray these prayers. It says purifying the body elements by identifying oneself as eternally servants or the servant of Lord Krishna. This is Buddha Siddhi. So this is what we have to fix our minds and meditate. And this is to recite the following prayers and meditating on their meaning. We need to meditate. You know, I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna, but because of my bad fortune, we are in bad fortune. Just by being in this material world, there's a bad fortune. We begin really bad. Who knows how long we've been here? I have been inimical towards Krishna from here, from time immemorial, and thus I have identified myself with my body and continuously wandering in the cycle of birth and death. You know, we've been, who knows how long, so many bodies, so many planets, continuously wandering in the cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, we are very fortunate. And by my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant. So when we got initiated, when we take seriously the initiation of the spiritual master, the connection to Guru Parampara, we are fortunate, right? And by His mercy, He has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, as infinitesimal spiritual being completely apart from the gross and subtle body. So we hear this over and over again through the years, so many years, from the beginning, almost every year, and the whole Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya, we are not these bodies, but we still identify. We still identify, you know. Who was saying yesterday, Tamahar lecture, that we hear over and over again, we are not these bodies, but we still identify. It is very strong. Sarvagotkara. We don't realize completely. Otherwise, we will be acting totally different, right? We still have everybody different spiritual advancement, right? And apart from the gross and subtle body, and so by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following in his footsteps, the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar and Krishna Balaram. I am not, so this is another one, designation that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying. I am not a Brahmana, nor a Kshatriya, nor a Vaishya Shudra, nor a Brahmachari, household Lord Brahma Prastra or Sanyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant, or the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He's always existing with brilliance. So like that, this is basic. We meditate every day, the puyaris we're supposed to, before we go and touch the deity.
that we purify ourselves first, take your shower, clean clothes and tea light, and then do ashman, and then prayers. This is a prayer. Nahambi pranachanara pati na vibhashana sudro. Nahavancha griha pati no vanachati ra. Kintu pranikila pranamananda pranabitehar. Gopi vartu pao kamalayor. Rasa rasa no rasa. Prabhupada says in one lecture, 1,000,000 times, we servants of the servants of the servants. Bodhidhi fasi guahamkara. Seva Gautkara is very strong. We identify, I'm an American. I speak good English. He has an accent, you know. I'm a big Brahmin, big Pandi. I'm a big sannyas. I'm a big guru, big sannyas. Prabhupada says in one lecture. In India, very, very strongly. I'm a big Brahmin, a big Pandi. Or I'm a big sannyas. Prabhupada says, this is still material designations to identify like that. This is still entanglement. So to be free from this is that we are servants of the servants of the servants. Of the gopis. Servants of the gopis, Bhartu Palakamalayor. This is the real, when we are free from all the material designations, we come to this platform, this position. We are servants of the servants of the servants, Palakamalayor, Dasa Dasa Nudasa. That's high platform, that's the Vaishnava. Vaishnavas, we are beyond all these material designations. And that's why we meditate in these prayers. It's nice to see when you have the opportunity to travel to other countries, to see Vaishnavas from different countries, how they're taking Krishna consciousness seriously. So the third day where was initiation ceremonies. The Bhakti Sundar Maharaj, his initiating disciples, and Guru Prasad Swami, Mother Marathi was there. And I was a big lecture. And then there was the second day, the third day of the festival in the park. So many people. Visiting so many people in prasad. It's amazing to see many Vaishnavas taking the process of Krishna consciousness. And then so many guests was coming forward asking questions, so many books. Like that, it's like Prabhupada says in one lecture. He himself is amazed how Westerners, Chandalas, Malechas, taking seriously this Krishna consciousness movement. He says he's amazed to see that because there's the predictions, the prophecies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That every time in village, the holy name will be spread and it will be Vaishnavas all over the world. So Prabhupada said, I'm amazed even myself how they're taking so seriously. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions in one lecture, this is a lecture in Hawaii, 1974. He says, right at the end, it caught my attention. He said, Prabhupada saying, before coming to Krishna consciousness, see the photograph or your face, and now see practical, but if you debate, if you fall down again, that is your business. But if you strictly follow the rules and regulations and chant Hare Krishna, you will go forward. Nobody can check it. Thank you very much. So like that. Srila Prabhupada saying that when the body is following, you can see, you can tell. So we promise when we take the initiations, to follow. And we have to follow strictly. We have to be very careful to follow rules and regulations. So, the Krishna consciousness movement, like Prabhupada said, in another lecture, ISKCON is the incarnation of Krishna. It's an incarnation of Krishna, the ISKCON movement. Because we chant, there's no difference, the holy name and Krishna, the form of deity, the holy name. There's no difference. So the holy name has been spread. ISKCON meaning is the biggest meaning in the world. You can see it when you travel, when you go. Just by going to India, like in Karthik or Mayapur, you see the bodies from all over the world chanting, dancing. And that's because of Prabhupada's potency. Although now there's other branches, little branches, other groups from Gaudiya Mahat, but ISKCON still is the biggest meaning in the world. And now it's all Prabhupada's mercy and potency. And that's what Prabhupada in one lecture, he says that. The ISKCON is the incarnation of Krishna.
Simone Marathi, she was very, the first time she went to Mexico City, and she was giving lectures and seminars with the Mathijis and another preaching center. There's different temples now, different restaurants, and it's like two, three Ratha Yatra festivals. And so many new devotees, like that. So as we get older, there's some Prabhupada disciples there, but there's not so many left, like everywhere else. I think like in Alachua, Mayapur, in Los Angeles, there's a lot of Prabhupada disciples still. But Chitsukananda, he was... He gave a lecture also, and he's saying, we encourage all the young generation to take this process seriously. You're going to take over, so take it seriously and also spread Krishna consciousness. So like that. So we doing this, I think in Alaska also, we have a young generation that they can take seriously this process and continue we spread the holy name all over the world, different ways. So I think today is the Harinam, and then this next week is the Ratha Yatra in Tampa. So everybody is invited. So it will be nice to see many of the boys go out. Anyway, so there's another thing that I would like to share with you. Actually, in 1975, second time Prabhupada went to Mexico City, the lectures, everything is recorded. Because... And then Prabhupada, in his arrival lecture, he said, I'm very pleased to come to this place again after 3 or 4 years. And I'm very pleased that I was escorted by the police and motorcycles. And his limousine, he has his limousine, and two motorcycle policemen escorting Prabhupada. He didn't have to go through immigration and customs and all that, straight from the airplane through the limousine. And he liked that. He said, Lucknow and in Mexico City, the only two places that's been good like that. And he said, I'm very pleased with the Sankirtan book distribution, you know. And he gave several lectures in morning and evening, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. And in 75, he didn't go out of Mexico City. He didn't go traveling. He was just staying in the temple, translating, interviewing with different personalities, you know, professors and politicians and different people like that. But Prabhupada was already emphasizing more book distribution and to regular deity worship. He said, I want in this temple in Mexico City to be equal, sankirtan and deity worship together, like two lines, railroad tracks, you know, to go together. They have to be together, otherwise it doesn't work. So I want it to be like this. So he emphasized that, and he gave more instructions. And then Prabhupada, from there, he went to Venezuela. Also, he was very pleased with that temple, because there was a lot of book distribution. And then from there, he went to Miami and then Atlanta. You can read the diary and the little bulletin and the lectures. You can hear Prabhupada's lectures. So this is another thing, one letter from Srila Prabhupada. He mentions about his books. He's talking, Srila Prabhupada, about his books. There is no need by any of my disciples to read any books besides my books. In fact, such reading may be detrimental to their advancement in Krishna consciousness. All reading of outside books, except in certain authorized cases, should be stopped. But otherwise, all such outside reading should be stopped immediately. It is simply another aberration. If my students cannot even read my own books thoroughly, why they should read other books? I have given you teachings of Lord Chaitanya. What need is there to read Chaitanya Chaitanya translated by someone else? You are right to stop such reading. Then this is a letter to Sri Govinda, January 29, 1972. So there's more instructions about that. But Prabhupada, he wants to read only his books. He will show her translating his books, and then he's saying that. He said many times, you know, my disciples, the problem with my disciples, are not reading my books. Prabhupada said, no, read my books. So he, I remember Mexico City, he says, I went to the devotees in that temple to read 5 times a day his books, different books, 5 lectures. He says, like when you go to school, high school or universities, you read, they have a lecture, and then you have 10, 15 minutes break, and then again. So then we used to have 5 lectures a day, 3 in the morning, 2 in the evening. And we go out issuing books, and we used to have exams, you know. We used to read, back our time, Krishna Bhuva Nectar Devotional. Then in the evening, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, or Krishna book, like that. Every day. So Prabhupada wanted us to do that. He didn't want us to read other books, only his books. It's very clear. So I think I'm going to stop there. And again, you know, Prabhupada, he was a very strong preacher, and he gave us everything in his books. And just by chanting Jai Radha Madhava, those prayers, you know, Prabhupada says in the translation, everything is in this song, Jai Radha Madhava, that we sing every day when we hear the Bhagavad Gita lectures. Prabhupada says the meaning of this song is everything is there, the whole spiritual world. So Prabhupada gives us everything through his books, through his lectures, his example. So it's very important we read, study, and distribute his books. And to keep pushing on this movement. There's a lot of work to be done, a lot of service in ISKCON. Yeah. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Any questions and comments, please? Welcome. Yes. Yes, ma'am. That's true. Well, that's true. I mean, that can be so many interpretations, and then it's a controversial issue. But we all know very well, especially Prabhupada's disciples, we know very, very, very well, very clear that he wanted us to read, study, and distribute his books, only his books. As a matter of fact, there's another letter. The Prabhupada said, Gaudiya Mother never read my books. They're not distributing our books. So we should know this. Read our books, distribute our books. There's so many instructions. We know that he emphasized his books always. Because he says these books are dictated to him by Krishna himself. You know, they're so important. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta instructs Srila Prabhupada to print books and distribute books. So it's Guru Parampara instructions by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, another great Acharya, and Prabhupada, another great Acharya. So, yeah, we can misinterpret it, and we can, you know, try to find so-called philosophical reasons to read other books, but the instructions are clear. Like that. Thank you for that. Any other comments or questions? Steve,
how would you, I mean, just as a point of discussion, Prabhupada did write that letter to Govinda Prabhu, it was like 1971. These guys were in the moon like 2-3 years. They probably hadn't even read Prabhupada's yet and already off exploring.
That's a good point. Obviously, they were new, few years only. Even when Prabhupada, in 1977, when he left from the physical view, we're still very young. We were still young. But the instructions are clear, they're eternal. It's like Prabhupada, another lecture, he says, when he read his Bhagavad Gita, when he wrote and published his Bhagavad Gita, you know, in what year? He printed the first Bhagavad Gita. the Macmillan hardcover. That's the first one, then the Macmillan, yeah. The big edition, complete edition. The Prabhupada says in one lecture, there hasn't been one Bhagavad Gita. There's been many Bhagavad Gitas printed by different yogis and swamis from India. But there hasn't been one Vaishnava. They haven't made a Vaishnava, one single Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, I'm not saying this in the very proud way. He said, no, we're very false ego. It hasn't been a Vaishnava from all those Bhagavad Gitas. He said, as soon as I print my Bhagavad Gita, we're making devotees. So that's the proof. The Prabhupada's books are totally spiritual, transcendental, and in power, and its potency there. And then his books, his teachings are eternal. That's for the next 10,000 years. His books will be reading by so many generations, hundreds of generations in the future, right? So his books are, this is spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge. It's Krishna's, Bhagavad Gita is Krishna himself. Bhagavatam is Krishna himself, the incarnation, literary incarnation of Krishna for Kali Yuga. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. There's no difference from Krishna. So it's eternal knowledge. So the knowledge is eternal, Krishna is eternal, we are eternal. Everything else is temporary. So we were young when we joined young in the movement. Yes, Govinda Rasi, a few years, everybody. We don't understand many things. But I mean, things have changed, obviously. And some devotees have PhDs in different knowledge, physics, chemistry, like Swami Damodar Maharaj, so many devotees. So they use everything for the service of Krishna, it's okay. That's good. Of course, we are practical. Anyway, that's a long topic. You know those things better than me, Sthita Rimuni. You study, you're intelligent, and you're reading Prabhupada's books, so everything okay. Thank you very much, Adhya Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Chaitanya King. Jai.
Just a question. Where is
he was in Mexico City, and then he's in Houston. He has a vegetarian restaurant somewhere. I have his email, I'll give it to you.